As you're finding your seat, if you will open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5, we are in verses 15 through 20 this morning. Ephesians 5, 15. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Holy Spirit, who inspired the writing of these words, would you inspire our hearing and receiving them this day? These verses tell us that it is indeed possible to be filled with you, to be filled with the Spirit. And so we come here as vessels, some empty, some half full, some three quarters full, and we ask you to have your way in us until we are filled to the top. So would you help us hear what it is you want us to hear, so we might be who it is you want us to be, so we might do what it is you want us to do. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The songs that we sing shape our lives. And not just us, but everyone. Travel to any pocket of this world at any time in history, and you will find a people who had songs in their hearts to sing. Music has been around since the beginning of time, and from the glimpses that we get into eternity, it seems that music is one of those things that will somehow remain forever. For me, my very favorite genre of music is the 60s and 70s kind of protest music. I would have made a good hippie in some ways and not so much in other ways. But whereas today's pop poetry seems to culminate in barbecue stains on white t-shirts, the 60s and 70s, instead, they had this whole generation of young people who were standing up for another way, and they were united by this power of music. How many times must the cannonball fly before it is forever banned? They'd sing together and imagine alternatives to war. Cat Stevens, my personal favorite, in the midst of civil rights and war, signs of another way. Now I've been happy lately, thinking about good things to come, and I believe it should be something good has begun. I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be something good is bound to come. For out on the edge of darkness, there runs the peace train. Peace train, take this country, come and take me home again. And who could forget the image of over 200,000 Americans, black and white, gathered together at the Capitol in 1963 with Joan Baez and Bob Dylan leading the chorus proclaiming together, "We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday." Became the song that carried forth the entire civil rights movement. Because the songs that we sing shape our lives. Songs give words to inner realities that we often struggle to express in our own words. Songs remind us of where we've been, and they inspire us to imagine where we can still go. Songs have this power to unify us. They challenge us. They can lead us into action. And so from the very beginning of time, music has had this power within and over human beings like little else around us has. There's something unique about the songs that we sing. And so it's not surprising to see music right in the middle of these guidelines for living the good life here in Ephesians chapter 5. Here, Paul gives a word for all believers on how to live well in these evil, hard days. He gives us several things. He says to live in wisdom, making the most of the time. He says live intentionally and be fully active in God's coming kingdom right here and right now. Don't be foolish, he says, but understand the will of the Lord. He says get a grasp on what God is up to and join him in that. And in those last three statements, I especially want us to turn our attention and focus in today. He says, for one, be filled with the Spirit. That sounds good, but how? And he says, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts. Be filled with the Spirit. How? Sing these songs together. And then what? And then you will be giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything. Be filled with the Spirit by singing the songs of faith. And as you sing those songs, your hearts will be filled with gratitude, constantly in this state of thanksgiving before your God. You see, Paul seemed to get what we also tend to get. And that's this idea that the songs that we sing shape our lives in very unique ways. And it's no surprise that Paul got this being a strong man of the Word. Because when you begin to look throughout the pages of Scripture, you begin to see that God's presence fills his people as they sing out to him over and over again. And from the beginning of time, their songs have formed in their hearts a spirit of gratitude toward their God. When the people of Israel escaped from Egypt, passing through the Red Sea untouched, in their place of newfound freedom, what's the first thing they did? But Moses and Miriam began to lead the people in a brand new song. They said together, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. Imagine the hundreds of thousands of Israelites gathered around singing a new song of freedom in their God together. In song, they remember detail by detail everything that God did for them. In Numbers, God gives the people water in the desert, and they immediately break forth into song. Deborah and Barak, they lead Israel in celebration songs when God gives his people victory. When King Saul was troubled with evil spirits, David came in and played music for him until there was peace in his heart. The entire collection of the Psalms is a book of songs for the Hebrews. They were songs that they would come together and sing in times of victory, in times of defeat. Songs the people would sing together when they were preparing for worship, during worship. They were songs of guidance and songs of hope. They were songs of lament and great tears. And all of them were songs unifying a people under their God and providing a way forward for them with their God as they would sing together. And nothing changes with the New Testament. When the angel Gabriel visits Mary to tell her that she will give birth to the Messiah, what does she do but break forth into song, the Magnificat? The Spirit fills her in her waiting as music pours forth from her young, expectant soul. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas are in prison, and at midnight they are praying and singing hymns to God, somehow finding gratitude even in the very darkest hour of the night and even the very worst of circumstances. And as they're singing together, an earthquake comes and their chains are loosened and the jailer and his entire family come to believe in Jesus Christ on that night. It's a night of salvation, and it started by simply singing a song. And then in Revelation, John sees glimpses of that throne in heaven where we will gather with the saints and the angels for eternity. And what does he see there but a people filled with the Spirit, with hearts of gratitude overflowing, all wrapped up in singing together a heavenly song. John says, "Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.'" A song that began in creation continues on for all of eternity. A song of a God who has moved toward his people in love in every single season, making a way for us to know him and to be with him. It's a song of victory, a song of thanksgiving, a song of hope. This is the song that has been sung. This is the song that is being sung. This is the song that will be sung. And this is the song that we are called to join in this heavenly chorus and sing. And so if in this week of Thanksgiving you're feeling maybe just a little bit less than full of the Spirit, perhaps feeling a bit defeated or weary, indifferent, maybe even in despair, if in this season of Thanksgiving you're struggling somehow to truly give thanks, perhaps you will stop trying so hard and just simply begin to sing. Simply sing a song of faith until the words of those who have gone before us become your own. Sing a song of hope until the words of hope penned by brothers and sisters become your own. Sing a song of action until your hands and your feet start moving and until the call of God's holy church becomes your own. Sing a song of thanks until you are absolutely convinced that all of life is indeed a gift of grace. You see, the songs that we sing, they shape our lives. So this week of Thanksgiving, let us get to singing. In the week of thanks, let us together sing a song that helps us remember where we have been. Songs have a way of taking us back to those places where God has shown his faithfulness to us all along the way. One of my very earliest memories from childhood is being little bitty, I don't even know how old, and having my mom stand by my bedside at night and sing the same song every single night to me and my sister. And the song she would sing over us was the simple little chorus, "Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him and say that I love him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus." And my whole life long, from the time I was little bitty, it turns out I've encountered this God who shows up, this God who speaks. And I think partly because there was a song planted in my heart from the very beginning that told me so. And even now when I'm discouraged and afraid, sometimes I find I become that little girl again. And I hear this prayer sung over my life. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me see Jesus. Open my ears. Help me listen. And in that space, I begin to remember all the ways God has shown up along the way. And while I wait for him to show up again, right there in that place, my heart has reason to give thanks because I remember where I have been. This week, as you prepare a feast in the kitchen, might you find yourself singing out loud, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost and now I'm found, was blind and now I see. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that's brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." And in that place, as you sing of His grace up until now, might your heart be flooded with memories of those hard places He's already brought you through. Might your heart be flooded of memories of those times you were absolutely lost and by His grace found your way home. And in that kitchen, surrounded by pots and pans, rather than bickering everybody else in the kitchen, might you instead sing a song that reminds you of where you've been, and might you begin to give thanks. In this week of Thanksgiving, let us also sing a song that helps us remember where we are going. Last month, I was at a concert where Christian singer Sandra McCracken was playing, and she was talking about the old spiritual songs that the slaves would sing. And she said that when you start listening to these old spirituals, you'll notice that these are songs that are oozing with hope, sung by a people stuck in generational slavery. And she said these African spirituals, they weren't just trying to be naive, but they were songs that were intended to sing us forward, not to help us just sit in our place and bemoan what is, but to help us collectively come together and proclaim what we know deep in our hearts will be. And so even when we don't feel it, songs help us sing hope and life and joy and love into being. And so in this week of thanks, as you're walking through the grocery store aisle looking for maybe a good deal on cranberry sauce, might you catch yourself by surprise as you begin to hum something like, I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. And as you sing that song in the aisles of Safeway, might those aisles become a glimpse into what will be. As you look at the folks around you, some worried about how they're going to afford the groceries in their cart, some lonely, wondering who will gather around their table, some afraid of what the holiday season will bring, some grieving a tough year, might your song remind you that this isn't it. We were meant to live, and we will live. There's a land and there's a home where we will dwell forever in the presence of our Savior, where fear and pain and loss will be no more. And in that canned fruit aisle, might our hearts begin to give thanks. Feel stuck this Thanksgiving season in circumstances, in situations that you've just about given up hope on ever changing at all? Let us find a song deep in our heart that sings us forward, that tells us what will be, and helps us reimagine what is. And as that song fills our hearts, let us give thanks. Finally then, along with the songs that remind us of where we've been, and along with those songs that carry us forward to what will be, let us this week sing a song that speaks truth into what is right here and right now today. When my grandmother was in her final years here on earth, she suffered from dementia. And sometimes she would have especially hard days when she would begin to have hallucinations that would scare her. And they would leave her frantic and trembling, and we would try everything to calm her down. But it seemed that when she was in those states, nothing would work at all. She would be shaking and crying and anxious. And eventually one of us in the room would grab her feeble, trembling hands and look her in the eyes and simply say, Mimi, let's sing a song. And there we would sit together, and we would sing a hymn of old. And you know, it didn't matter which hymn it was. All of a sudden, this lady who had all but forgotten the names of her children and her spouse would begin to sing every single word and every single stanza. And you tell me songs don't live on for eternity. And for a moment, she would be at peace. for at least as long as the song lasted. I remember sitting in the room with this fragile, fearful 90-year-old that I loved dearly, and holding her hands and hearing her voice crack through the words in her most anxious of days, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. And her song absolutely transformed her, at least for a moment. And it offered another way to live. One of my friends told me a story about her father, who was struggling with cancer in his final years and was in so much pain. And she told me about one day when she went over to his house to watch him as her mom had to go and run some errands. And when her mom came home, she asked her, she said, "How did you find him today?" And she said, "Well, you know, I think he was having a really good day." She said he mostly just stayed back in his room, and she said, but he was singing all day long. And her mom looked at her, and she said, "Oh, no, it's been a rough day." She said, "You see, he sings when it hurts." And in that place of struggle, my friend's dad was digging deep for songs deep in his heart to find relief for the passing of that moment, for the passing of that day. In his moment of intense pain through song, somehow he saw a glimpse of another way. And even there, he found a way to give thanks. I wonder what songs of faith carry you through this day, through this week, perhaps through this entire season. What songs speak to a truth for you that is not yet, that is not just coming to be, but that already is? What songs speak a truth to you of what is coming to be and is not quiet yet? What songs uncover the pockets of hope and goodness that are all around us all the time, but so easily overlooked? That a song that reminds us that no matter what we're facing, the same power that rose Jesus from the grave does indeed live within us, so we will not be overtaken and we will not be overcome. We will live too. If that's the song in your heart this week, sing it. And so that you might be filled with the Spirit and give thanks. Is it the song that tells us to turn our eyes upon Jesus and to look full in his wonderful face until the things of earth do grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace? If that's the song in your heart for the passing of this day, then sing it out. Be filled with the Spirit and give thanks. Perhaps it's a song that proclaims, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, life is worth a living. That means today, just because he lives. If that's the song in your heart that brings you hope today, then sing it out until the Spirit fills you up, until your heart overflows with thanks. You see, our God has given us the gift of songs, eons of them that tell of his goodness. Songs that his people have sung in every situation to proclaim what is ultimately good and true. Songs that have pulled us back in moments of crisis and despair to remember his grace that has gone before us. Songs that lead us forward in moments of paralysis into what we are promised will be. And songs that envelop us here and now to give us all we need for the good living of this day. All we need for the Spirit to fill us from the tops of our heads to the tips of our toes. Songs that give us all we need to have hearts overflowing in genuine thanks. Not feeling it so much this Thanksgiving. I encourage you, start singing, my friends. Start singing. And if you start singing, I guarantee you, at some point this week, when you least expect it perhaps, maybe even in the third stanza, or the 34th time through the chorus, all of a sudden you'll realize your heart is finally, genuinely giving thanks. And from that place of thanksgiving, you will be fully alive, even here and even now. This Thanksgiving, let us sing. Let us sing until our hearts overflow with thanks to God at all times for everything. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Would you pray with me? Father God, we give you thanks. And when we don't know how to give you thanks, give us a song to sing. So the words of our brothers and sisters who have gone before us might become our own words as well. Father, you are good. May our hearts testify to your goodness. Thank you for the gift of your people, through the gift of music, through the gift of your Spirit. Would you fill us this week, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.